I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout, a ruggedly handsome ghoul goes in with, I guess, moderately attractive woman into the Vault-Tec area. She decides to be very mean to the ghoul in there and has decided to kill that said ghoul. The ruggedly handsome ghoul and the moderately attractive woman take it back and fail miserably in killing said ghoul. Now, mainly because it was entirely her fault. But all that being said, at the same time, the really big anime-haired super mutant went with the mad scientist and the robot to the robotics section. And they left the robot to die. So they come back in and see the horrific display that is the moderately attractive woman's fault.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
He does this a lot.
He's like talking to himself in the corner. Yeah, so, yeah, that's how it went down.
No, seriously, who are you talking to?
Rated R starting Friday.
Winnie?
Yes?
We broke the robot.
Oh, where is he, Gertrude?
In there. And points at the door.
A noble sacrifice.
Alright, well, I'm more than happy to fix him for you if you require it, Gertrude.
I don't fucking want it. I thought you might.
Piece up together afterwards.
Did you find anything interesting in there?
I found these. And he holds up the fusion cells.
Fair enough.
Now, I will say, we should probably fix the robot because they only had one left and this one was in the closet. So, we may not be able to get another one. Just throwing that out there. So, probably need to get this robot. But it may be really hard to replace him if we just let him die.
Let's go then.
I'm sure that model's a dime a dozen.
More than likely.
Okay, so what's everybody doing then?
Heading into the robotics department to come get the handy unit.
Brilliant. So the team decide to make their way back into the robotics department as a whole this time.
He's like completely dismembered now at this point. Like there's nothing left of him. I'm like, well, we tried.
Walking into the room, you notice that every single one of the ghouls has managed to make it to the desk where the nurse handy unit is in the middle of. Each one of them has their own little screwdrivers. And has, in the last few minutes, been attempting to remove certain parts of the nurse handy unit. Now, Cartman. You have.
Am I the only one that's three like, arms this is a horrific, body. It's like a horrific, horrific gangbang of some weird kind. Like, oh god! Well, we tried. Oh, we tried. We're gonna leave. Have a good one!
You sure you want this one back?
No.
Can you roll me 1d5, please,
robot
Cartman?
Robot parts, shall we, today, ladies and gentlemen? So, I have got optics. I've got three eyes. I have got two arms, technically. Three arms. A thruster and a main body.
To the highest bidder! Do I hear five caps? Do I have six?
Roll me a d5, please.
D5.
Make it a D6. Okay. Go for it, if that's easier
for you. I was going to say, I have to type that one out.
Alright, you have rolled a 3. So they have, in the time it's taken for everybody to talk outside, they have managed to successfully remove 3 of your robot parts.
Oh, what?
One of your eyes.
You got three robot parts.
One of your eyes, the arm with the flamethrower, and your thrusters have been removed from your main body.
So I can't move. Well then, at least I'm in the robotic shop, so there'll be plenty of parts around me.
I have no voice, but I must scream.
Well, he does actually have a voice. He has been reactivated since you've been away. However, he has no thrusters, no flamethrower, and only one eye.
Is anyone going to help me today? I, like, you know, don't like these guys and their screwdrivers. They're kind of sharp and pointy. Now I realise I'm awake, I can talk. Guys, are you there? I can't see you. Guys?
I mean, Winnie, he's pretty far gone. I mean, do you think you can get him back to...
He is, but if I don't bring him back, they take it out of my paycheck.
Winnie, I can just about hear you. Remember Article 54 of the Fallout of the Vault-Tech Initiatives? Oh,
I like the idea that they actually called it the Fallout Initiatives.
All assigned personnel must be returned to Vault.
Oh, shit.
Actually, these things are basically drawn by sound. Gertrude.
What?
Can you pick up something vaguely heavy and just toss it as far as you can into one of the back corners here? You might just run towards it if we're lucky.
But not me.
Hey,
Not a person, though.
I have a better idea. Can I throw my idea out just for a second?
Of course, Billy Bob.
Well, there's a Protectron in the previous room. Could we not just throw this thing in here? And that would give us a lot more time.
Wouldn't it just attack us?
I mean...
It's not on our side.
It seems like the ghouls like robots, so we can kind of just throw a robot in the mix. And then they'll focus on that.
It's my favorite arm, the buzzsaw. Help!
Obviously. What if we take the Protectron back?
I like it.
Hold on.
Yes.
I don't think they'd hold it against me, though. I think Protectrons do have higher value, which would be...
This was a fire protection Protectron, so it has more versatility.
Ah, that'd be useful. Yeah. Might be a bit more use.
We do kind of want to raid this robotics place, though, and I don't know if the ghouls will let us.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind the parts.
Well, they are distracted. I mean, if you want to go ahead and raid it, we can do that, and they just focus on that thing.
Guys, my
what
legs.
If we take?
I can't feel my legs.
You don't have legs.
I don't have legs.
You never have.
Does it have a brain?
Technically, no.
Considering the experiences we've had with it, I can verify that's a no.
I think we could turn off the volume.
Oh, just turn off his screams? That's the worst thing ever. God, this thing's loud. Click. Oh my god. That was awful.
I'm trying to get the inverse remote.
Metanology will be here, but is it Cartman right next to the card thing that's possibly useful?
Yes.
So, the ghouls are probably going to get pissed if we try and go for that anyway. So we do have to help the robot.
Oh, you're fitting right in, Flower. You get it.
You get it right. I thank you.
Get it immediately. Oh, wow.
Right, what's an efficient way to kill these bastards?
What if we loot the place and then kill them?
Well, the handy machine might be a little bit too far gone then.
Put it
salvage.
Back together.
Sorry, what?
You could put it back together.
I don't know how far gone it can be before that just doesn't work anymore. I don't think I have the skill to build one from scratch.
Well, we are surrounded by parts.
Yeah, you have the parts, but it's the skill to build it. I think we do need to rescue this one.
Yeah, can you give me a wee perception against repair?
Sure.
Can I do that? And Ivor.
Yeah.
Surely it'd just be duct tape and glue.
Four successes. Two crits.
Yeah, in fact, you both get two successes there, so that's six nice. Successes between the two of you. Between the two of you, you are able to realise that the parts have been removed pretty surprisingly deftly for a bunch of corpses. They've used their screwdrivers in just the right places in order to remove these parts, and putting the robot back together is well within your capabilities.
So we can just leave it then?
Make me better than new.
We can build it stronger.
We could play Build-A-Bear.
We can rebuild him. We have
meanwhile,
technology.
Guys, help me, guys. They're taking my other arm. I like this sore arm. But help me, guys. Help.
Yeah. I wonder how long it'll take for you talking for that other arm to be removed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder. Anywho.
Should we leave?
Gosh, should go and loot.
Yeah, this is not fun shit.
If we go round the back, we could take them by surprise.
You're being a wonderful distraction there.
Well,
I think they haven't noticed us anyway, so we get surprised.
I might as well just, you know, twist this fusion core inside me and just bang.
Boom.
Jesus, you're turning this into a suicide bomb?
I don't know if we could fix that.
Help me or I'll kill myself.
Kill myself in glory.
And all of you as well, because it's fusion core, so it's
predator.
No, don't kill me. Oh, Billy.
No. Okay, we should probably do something about that before he blows us all up then. They haven't noticed us, so it'd be a surprise anyway. I don't think we need to move for that. We could just set up a shooting gallery, essentially.
Just for your information as well, self-destruct only does 6 damage dice worth of damage.
We can't keep killing Cartman, come on.
You say shooting gallery, Gertrude just holds up frying pan.
Well, do you want a gun? I can give you a gun. I have a spare if you want
I do have a 10mm pistol too that I don't really do anything with. Do you want it?
Gertrude probably can't shoot for shit.
Never mind.
We can teach you later. Yeah.
Practice.
If you want to try and sneak closer, Gertrude, to get your melee hits in, we can all just line up and wait for them to notice and shoot.
Okay. Gertrude will... I mean, can I sneak around to the side and as they all start to go off, pick them off one by one?
Sure thing. So where do you want to sneak to?
So, sort of like here-ish.
Alright, so you want to sneak past the sales desk in the middle towards one of the cabinets to the right-hand side.
Well, yeah. You could probably go like this way. That would work.
Yeah, that's what I was planning on doing.
Yeah, give me a wee sneak roll.
Oh, that's not going to go well. Sneak agility? Yeah, that's 2 fails.
So instead of sneaking past the robots, Gertrude just walks past them. And they are quite happy taking apart
the robot. The frying pan held up
robot.
In front of her face.
You can't see me, you can't see you.
Just running along going, STARE!
Humming the Mission Impossible function to yourself at max volume.
Da da da!
Do 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 do!
Yeah, there was no need to sneak. None of the girls took any notice of you.
Oh.
They have a job.
The robot.
Wait, what if Gertrude joined them? Maybe we could pull the leftover out.
I think they'd object to that. Also, we should... should give you, like, a radio.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm just showing that. I'm just calling it out. Fuck right, it.
Then.
We doing this?
Alright, so what are you doing?
Yeah, sure.
Save me.
I don't think it's
a little shitting gallery, essentially. Gertrude at the side to kill these guys.
Okay, let's get Ivor's character sheet back on here.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh, you're tiny!
Tiny little Ivor. So the three, you take your positions at the doorway.
Hold on, I think I accidentally got the No, I didn't get
that. With your guns drawn. After all that talk of maybe inventive ways you could use other robots or distractions to do this, you all just wait for the fucking shoot them all. So, yeah, that's fine. Let's just do it.
Ironically
just, everybody,
enough, it's the only idea.
Everybody just roll your guns for me, those who have them.
Ironically enough, it's the only idea that didn't get shot down. I got a success there.
Yeah, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. They're all in the same area, all hunched over this robot. And for some reason, Billy Bob still manages to miss. So he fires off with his railway rifle. Bang.
I wasn't ready, alright? It was just
absolutely
kind of spurred a moment.
At the same time as Winnegan firing off with her laser musket, and she does hit one of them. Winnegan, which one did you hit?
I think I'm going to start off with the ones like closest. This one first.
Excellent. So one at the left hand side of the nurse handy unit, the closest one to you. You hit it. Can you roll damage for me?
There we go.
Four with piercing one.
Excellent. That takes four damage. And Dr. Ivor will shot his pistol at the same time as we laser pistol. His nice little Vault-Tec branded laser pistol.
Let
go
me
for
roll.
It.
Not
it's not letting you roll. Hold on a second, let me check.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Oh, you got it. Excellent.
Ooh, two successes. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, that's you. Used up all of your critical successes on an accidental roll there. But yeah, you do succeed in hitting, so roll the damage for me, please.
I used the first one. No.
Oh, okay. Five damage, and which one did you choose to hit?
Which one did Winnegan get?
The one on the left, closest to you.
Go for that one as well, so it's easier to get the numbers down.
Alright, yeah, so you luckily managed to shoot the same one as Winnegan did, just clearing that one off the board. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ghouls left, and they have realised they are being under attack. Another very familiar by this point scream rings out from the centre of this robotics department. Gertrude, you do have time to react to this. What, is there anything that you want to do?
I will go run up pain train if I can the one furthest in the back corner closest to me.
Excellent, so you run into the back corner of them with your pain train. Roll it for me.
Strength athletics. Two successes.
Excellent. So yeah, absolutely brilliant. You run in and you tackle one of them to the ground.
Knocks it prone and equal to unarmed normal damage. So that was three if I remember correctly.
Excellent, yeah. So you've knocked one of them down and done three damage to it. And you still have a attack roll to make.
And I'm going to bonk it with a frying pan.
And you're going to bonk it. Brilliant. Give it the frying pan shot.
Bonky, bonky.
Oh.
Oh my. Aww,
man, that's the third crit fail you've had this.
Yeah,
session.
I know, right?
That's another crit success and crit fail. So roll the damage for me, please. Five, I say.
Five.
You see, you killed the one you knocked over.
Yeah.
So that's two off the board. Now, unfortunately, you got a crit fail there. Your trusty frying pan, which means
Gertrude has spares.
The handle broke.
Gertrude had spare.
Now I want you to roll. Are you able to roll a 1d3 for me, or just choose a number between 1 and 3?
1.
Excellent. All right. So, the frying pan bounces, now handleless, bounces off of the now dead ghoul and hits the ghoul next to it.
Oh.
It does right. 3 points of damage to the ghoul next to it. So you managed, yep, you managed to get a, by the way, you were one of those numbers as well, so it could have done damage to you there. But
fair enough.
Yep, so you broke your frying pan, unfortunately, but you did manage to get a little bit of extra damage in the ghoul next to it.
Winnie, did you see that? Gertrude got two.
Yes, wonderful work, Gertrude. Truly an inspiration.
Now everybody's rolling their initiatives.
Cap, how many frying pans do I legit have on me? Because I have said on multiple occasions I'll pick them up as I go along.
You only have one other frying pan on you at the moment, as far as I know.
Fair enough.
You can look for more in the grocery shop.
Oh, I will.
A giant spanner.
Battle wrench.
Oh, yes. I will. You know there's no point to us rolling initiative if it's always the same number, right?
But it helps to see it.
Yeah, it helps to just make sure that I know what's going on with the combat. Although, to be fair, it's just been ghouls this past couple of things, so I guess you're kind of right about that. I should just know that's by this point.
Cartman shoving shit up there?
Yes. So as the ghouls scream and Gertrude just barrels her way into the back of them, Winnegan and Flower both have a chance to react before the ghouls do. So, Winnegan, would you like to take a second shot, or are you running away? What's going on?
Second shot. Gonna
I like how you
this
just
one.
Said take a shit.
I love to say, Winnegan just drops a shit right there, smack down on the floor. Like, damn! Alright.
Two successes.
Yeah, good shot. Right. Roll damage.
And a good again. Shit.
Let's go.
What that smell?
Actually, how much ammo?
Yeah, flower success for you as well. So both of you, Winnegan with our laser musket and Dr. Wrench with his laser pistol, both hit your chosen ghouls. Can you choose the ghouls before you do the damage first?
I'll pick.
Which ones are you actually firing at?
The bomb is.
I was going far right.
Whatever's like damaged, just to get the numbers down.
Yeah, so you're going for the one that got hit by the frying pan at the back.
Yeah,
you both hit. That's excellent. So roll your damages for me.
6 energy damage.
Alright, brilliant. So however you manage to get 3 damage off that one at the back, it's looking pretty dicey, but it's still on its feet. And Jay, you managed to do 6 damage to this guy at the front, so that's a pretty big hit. That's a critical hit as well. So let's find out where you hit them. You hit them in the... Yeah, you have actually shot off its right leg entirely, and it falls to the ground prone.
Hey, look, Billy, spares.
Spare parts for the robot. Spare parts for firewater. Works out well for everyone.
Specimens.
The one, the leg you shot off, starts moving itself towards you, but it doesn't have enough momentum in order to do a movement and an attack action, so it just manages to get, like, crawl its way towards your feet. The ghouls, two of the ghouls next to the one that Gertrude killed, have now turned on Gertrude and have started swiping with their now ineffectual robot parts. They are just waving their arms at Gertrude. One of them hits you with success, scratches you quite well for 4 points of damage, and it hits you in the torso. So what's your physical
damage
resistance?
I take 1.
So you only take 1 from that, excellent. Yeah, so it manages to get you with one of the pointy bits of its now defunct cybernetic augmentation. And the other one missed you entirely. 3 more to go. One of them runs at Billy Bob and is able to hit him because it doesn't have a leg shot off. So
Swipes at Billy Bob
with success. It hits you for 4 damage.
This is horseshit.
Oh, it gets you in the face. Grabs you by the face and does.
Not the moneymaker!
Damage. Do you have any physical resistance on your head?
I should. I have 4 physical damage resistance on my head.
Unbelievable.
I'm not kidding. I do. I have a helmet. The Vault-Tec helmet.
Can't believe I gave you that. Yeah, so it actually just. Yeah, it scratches at your faceplate, the helmet that you're wearing.
Sucks to suck!
I can't remember that as well. I shouldn't have done that. Alright, okay. So, yep, no damage to Billy Bob. The two remaining ghouls, one of them is going to work its way around to Ivor. And he's going to go in for a big swipe at you. He's no. going to succeed. Yep, he gets you, Ivor. So he hits you 3 points of damage in the right leg. So he sort of stumbles on his way over to you, and as he's swiping, he scratches down your right leg for 3 points of physical damage.
Okay,
I don't think you've got any resistances, do you?
No.
Yeah, so you take the 3 points of damage. And the one remaining one actually just starts to beat the robot that it was currently trying to get parts off of.
Beating it off.
So.
How does he know we're affiliated?
Yeah, and its anger just starts hitting its previous project, but it does no damage. Which brings us to... In fact, is it your turn, Cartman? Is there anything you want to do?
I was still sort of, you know...
Well, you've got no thruster, you've got no flamethrower, and you've only got one eye.
So I can still see. I've still got one of my buzzsaws. Have I got any ghouls in range I can maybe take a swipe at?
There is one ghoul in range.
Huzzah! I will try to buzzsaw.
Can you dance?
And I fail. I've got 16, yep. 19.
Yeah, that one eye is...
Yep, I thought it's, I saw it, no, your... I did not.
It's affecting your vision. You thought he was where he wasn't, and your buzzsaw swings wide. Next up in the queue, we've got Billy Bob, Gertrude, and Snufflepuff, all have the same initiative. So, what are you all doing?
All right, as a gentleman, I will let ladies first. So please, Snufflepuff, you go! I'm kidding, I'm joking. Gertrude, please continue. Please go.
I don't mind if you want that stuff.
Oh, go for it. No, I insist, Miss Frypan.
Oh, okay. I will take a swipe at the one that the old frying pan bounced off and embedded itself into.
Yep, just give it a smack. Yeah, go for it.
So I will pull out my second frying pan. And two successes.
Roll the damage.
Damage of 8. Oh. It's a shame I said the one that was already injured, because that would have killed the other one out.
Yeah, so yep, you just that's red missed that ghoul. You hit it in the torso, and viscera explodes onto the displays next to it.
I have christened the new pan.
Billy Bob.
You're alright. Got two that are facing me. So the one that just scratched my helmet, I'm pretty pissed about. I'm going to literally point my railway rifle square into its face. I'm going to fire. And I say this all dramatically, but there's still a chance that I'm going to miss. And I'm going to feel like a dumbass. So here we go. And I do.
I fired and I missed and I missed again. And I picked up the gun and I missed.
I reloaded and I ate a popsicle and I passed out and I woke up.
And I missed.
I love Game Grumps. God, I love Game Grumps.
Give me a luck versus small guns roll, please, Billy Bob.
Oh no. That's two successes. Wait, oh, nope, sorry. One success, the second one does not count, obviously. I forgot to put it in 2D.
That's no problem, I was only looking for one success from you there. You shoot down towards this ghoul and hit the floor. The ricochet bounces up and hits the ghoul that's currently attacking Nurse Handy. Roll the damage for me, please.
Cap!
He's being incredibly nice.
That's so nice.
Has 8 damage with breaking.
As it was a ricochet, it's only half damage.
Oh, okay, 10-4.
But you do take 4 points of damage off the ghoul that's currently attacking Nurse Handy instead of the one that's right in front of you.
Alright, that makes sense. I understand. I relent. Alright, now the dog. The dog is pretty
freaked out at how I literally could have the gun point blank into someone's face and still fucking miss. But she's still gonna bite. And she does have one success.
Yeah, so roll the damage. She manages to clamp her teeth down into the... in fact, I'm gonna hit location this one. Into the right arm of the ghoul. She grabs hold of the arm of the ghoul.
Three damage.
Physical damage with a vicious effect. So I think that's a 4 physical damage, actually. So, yeah. She just starts shaking that right arm. And she... doesn't let go. 4 damage taken.
Okay.
So, we are back to the start. Wenigan, you're up.
Well, this time I'm... now I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah, so the ghoul that's right in front of you, you're going to try a nice wee point blank shot, just the same as Billy Bob did. Are you going to succeed?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yep. Execution successful, or is it? Roll the damage.
Yeah.
You need to get at least 2 points of damage
five
to kill it.
Piercing yeah. One.
So Wenigan manages to successfully execute her particular ghoul.
Just looking down the barrel and pulling the trigger.
Okay, that's rude. I mean, I feel like the stank and passive aggressiveness could be gone from that from that statement. But okay, all right, good for
it. Took him out old Yeller style.
Wrench, what are you up to?
I'll use my minor action because with my feet, me perk of awareness. Because if I use me minor action of this, I potentially can get an extra 1p at 1 piercing damage effect to it.
Okay, what are you looking to do?
Shoot the one that's up in my grill. Okay.
Well, looks like he managed to succeed his shot as well, you know. Right in front of him, and he shot it and succeeded. Well done there.
Okay, you know what? All right.
And just to let you know what happened there, that was the minor action was the aim action. And you have awareness as one of your perks, so the target within close range, you can spot their weaknesses and attack more efficiently, which means the attack gains a piercing effect. Improves the rating of any other piercing effect by 1 as well. So you applied some piercing effect to your damage, but you haven't rolled the damage yet, so go for it.
There we go. So, 4 damage.
3 energy damage plus the piercing effect. Now, it doesn't actually have any armor, so it is only 3 physical damage you're getting.
Oh, okay. I thought it might actually do a bit of damage, but extra damage, but there you go.
But that's cool. One of the... a little bit of damage goes right through it.
Yep.
Now, Nurse Handy, are you going to do anything before these ghouls start taking their turns? No. Excellent. So, it's the ghoul's turn. And yeah, we currently have on the board 1, 2, 3, 4 left. You've managed to kill 4 ghouls in the last turn. Excellent work. And one of them is still attacking Gertrude at the moment. So the second one that's attacking Gertrude goes in and it just flops its useless arms all over her and does nothing to her. Basically just gropes her. And... the second one, the one that was currently attacking the Nurse Handy unit, took the ricochet shot from Billy Bob, has now turned its attention to Billy Bob. Similar to its friend, it's ran up and attacked Billy Bob. And it tripped over the corpse of the one that Wenigan killed before it got to you and missed completely. The one that is currently attacking Billy Bob, however, also tries again, but for some reason, this is a terrible run for these ghouls. They are all
I psyched them out.
Missing their attacks.
See, it was useful for you to miss. Like, now they're freaked out. They don't understand. Full-on got in their head with that move.
Yeah, they do not understand how somebody could miss from point-blank range, and it's confused them to no end. They are now hurting themselves in their own confusion. And the final one that's attacking Ivor continues to attack and also miss. How the hell did all of them miss? Jesus.
I'm a doctor of dance.
That was the worst roll for...
Billy Bob used confusion. Super effective.
Yeah, so well done, ghouls, on that round. Fucking hell. I guess it's back to Gertrude and Billy Bob then.
Alright, big girl, I will relent to you.
Oh, well, Gertrude's frying pan seems to be working so far.
Hey, it worked, yeah. If it sounds like it fucking works to me, smack that shit.
Oh, three successes.
Roll that damage.
Five.
Alright, that is a crit hit, so you hit it in the right leg. Yeah, you just swiped the right leg straight off of this ghoul. Smooshed it completely with your frying pan. It's now prone in front of you.
Oh, can I pain drain it as well? Because I haven't moved yet.
You haven't moved, but it is right in front of you.
Take it with you.
Yeah, you know what? Roll the pain drain for me, and we'll just say that you kick it when it's down.
Yay!
Okay, stomp it.
Two successes. Yeah,
six, and we'll just give that the unarmed one. So that's another. So yeah, you've killed it.
Yay!
You smashed its leg with a frying pan and kicked it when it's down, so you have killed that ghoul.
Curb stop, bitch.
Belly Bob, you've got two ghouls attacking you. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to go for... Now, see, the railway rifle didn't work. So the obvious choice would be to use the railway rifle again. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and use it again. That's two successes.
Excellent. You have succeeded to hit one of the ghouls that's at point blank range.
All right.
Go on, roll your damage.
That is 10 physical damage.
Jesus Christ.
With breaking.
Bloody hell.
Yeah! Can hit point blank range now, bitch!
You obliterate one of them.
Holy shit.
This is where Billy Bob, like, teabags the corpse. Yeah! Swat that, fucker!
Yeah, with your minor action, you are able to move and teabag the corpse.
Causes psychic damage to the rest of the group.
Reaction to teabag.
And does Snufflepuff do anything while you're teabagging?
Teabags also.
100% bites the ankle of the one I'm teabagging. I'm kidding. No, bites the one that's still alive.
Alright, so Snufflepuff continues to attack the ghoul that it has been attacking, and ignoring its master's teabagging.
It is in awe of my teabagging, and it fails. Both are... It is in complete awe. Oh!
Swing low, sweet chariots. Bouncing off a dead ghoul's face.
Alright, I'm done. Alright, that's good. Failed.
Is that what you say in character?
Yeah,
so Snufflepuff just keeps holding onto the ghoul's arm and does nothing. Doesn't do any damage to it.
Alright.
Wenigan, how are you reacting to the scene in front of you?
With the regular amount of disappointment.
Bowing up.
Same shit as always. Another day.
Same shit, different day, damn it!
All you can hear is just...
No.
Just from
is it necrophilia if he's undead?
I mean, he's double dead at the moment.
Right.
Taking two to the head.
Still one alive here. Might as well take care of that.
Okay, so shoot the ghoul then. Go for it.
Yep, two successes.
Yeah, roll your damage.
I'm going to wind up drinking the bleach by the end of this. Six and one piercing.
Yeah, so you've killed the other ghoul that's in front of Billy Bob, leaving only one left on the field, currently attacking Ivor. Before that ghoul gets to take its turn, Ivor gets a turn of his own. So, yes. Are you going to be able to finish this one off in front of you and win the combat?
I sure hope so, because there's no pressure. Everybody else has done theirs, except for mine.
Oh. I've done three.
I've yet to do one, but I shall dissect this one and take a shot with my laser. Pew pew.
Pew pew. Ah, success. Excellent. Yay. A couple of successes there, no problem. Pew pew indeed. You do 4 points of damage, which just so happens to be one less than what you needed in order to kill. Yep, the ghoul is stunned, steps back, and does not fall. It regains its composure, ready to attack you again. And just before you get to attack it, though, Cartman, is there anything you'd like to do from your position?
Can I take a swipe at my buzzsaw?
There is no ghoul in range.
Well then, I'm just gonna, you know, lie back and just laugh maniacally. That's the word.
Maniacally. Okay.
I think it broke. We might need a new one after all.
That may be a good idea. I kind of like the doctor's thinking.
As Ivor is ruminating on whether or not we're going to need a new robot, the ghoul attacks him.
Done, done, done!
For one physical damage plus one radioactive damage, so you actually have to take one off of your max health as well as one off of your current health.
Oh, lovely.
So, I don't know, maybe it just spat in your face or something. You take one point of damage.
Lovely.
Billy Bob, Snufflepuff, and Gertrude, what would you like to do about this one ghoul that has one HP left and is currently attacking Ivor?
Gertrude, I feel like I've given you all the firsties, but I hold up my railway rifle and I go, I feel like I'm owed this.
Do it, Billy.
You got
it. Don't fuck it up.
You got it.
Let the rage flow.
That's one success. Is it enough?
He succeeds.
This is when she needed
two. I'm just waiting to see that zero damage.
All you need is 1 point of damage here.
That is seven damage with breaking. I obliterate what's left!
You pin its head onto the display at the opposite wall, and the body crumples to the ground, ending the combat encounter. Success. Well done, lads. Everything in the room is dead.
But not me.
Still going.
You hope.
Loot time.
Winnie, is there a thing in there for like accidental death of Vault-Tec products and that like whatever initiative thing? Because I can promise you, we'll stand by you if you say we kind of just lost it.
I mean, I think it does still just come out. Although I do think I get a bonus if I bring back something better, so we might grab the protector bot thing on the way back out.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
Still, while we're here, we might as well repair the one we have.
I mean, we can bring back. It's always good to have a bonus. We can bring back its corpse, though, too, if they want to like try to repair it or things like that alongside it. You know, parts, things like that.
Parts. That'll take supplies from the vault. We should just take them from here. Be more efficient. But I do like your way of thinking.
Can we go on a super duper looting spree in this room?
Can we go on a trolley dash?
Exactly.
Can you repair me if you have time and, you know, if you're inclined?
Can we not do what you were implying?
Gonna find all the pieces first.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bit of me there, and there. Oh, there's my thruster parts, and there's my other arm. It's somewhere.
We'll see if we can give you an upgrade as well.
I like what you're thinking.
Now, can we say upgrade as in, like, remove the mouthpiece?
Ah, no, yes, I agree.
But just think
I
of,
could give him
think
teeth.
Of my beautiful voice.
I could give him robot teeth.
Ooh, I like. Now he mentioned singing. Button. Now it's definitely going to remove the mouthpiece. I don't want to hear him sing.
I could. Technically, it's not a mouth, it's a voice modulator inside his cranium. I could alter him to constantly sound like Hatsune Miku, but I'm not sure I could remove it without damaging
something else. Ooh, Hatsune Miku? Alright, can we do that? That'd be great.
Match Gertrude, it'd be lovely.
Gertrude, we can find a remote to make it mute whenever we want.
Right.
That's like the only thing from the previous old world that everybody's obsessed with is Hatsune yeah. Miku.
Hatsune Miku.
Oh, Hatsune Miku! Yes!
She's thought to be a god.
The only they all worship. They all worship Hatsune Miku.
I'll be the god of this new world.
Yes, Hatsune, yes!
Right, I assume we're all going to like loot the general area.
Alright, so ignoring the robot in the middle at the sales desk, everybody starts looking around. The robot parts scattered throughout the department appear to be like salvaged and scavenged from various sources by the previous owners or the ghouls. The ones that are in good condition appear to have been the ones that have been almost or partly merged with human parts, rendering them useless. Many of the robot parts are dismantled and disconnected. Limbs and circuitry are strewn across workbenches and repair stations. It's evident that attempts were made to try and repurpose all of the parts that are currently still available here. Many of the robot parts appear to be like technology from a bygone era as well. Lots of outdated models and obsolete designs. As you're looking through it, you do find some. You actually find a robotics magazine. So ooh. Let's get you a wee magazine encounter there. It's the one, the Tesla Science magazine issue. So you managed to find Will Robots Rule the World? So this gives the holder of this magazine a +2 to physical and energy damage resistances versus robots. So the next time you get in fights with robots, the person who's holding this magazine, you're going to have to remember, you get +2 physical and energy damage resistances from it. So,
who's taking that?
Yeah, who found the magazine? That's the question.
Oh, you get it just by holding it? You don't need to do anything with it?
Well, I mean, you get it by holding it, yes. And assuming that you're reading it in your downtime. It's a bonus for having the magazine.
Yeah. Okay. I am quite squish, all of a sudden.
You're a tea, right, then?
Yeah.
So, you found a magazine. Now, are there any specific robot parts that you think you would like?
Sledgehammer.
Yeah, we've already...
yes, yeah, so...
We've already done that in this room.
Do you know what I would really love is a new arm. I'm thinking, I'm really hoping I can get...
A new ass?
Yeah, sure.
But well, given that you're not the one looking right? around.
No, I was thinking exhaust. Like I really like Billy Bob's like steam rifle. I would love an arm that could do the same.
A railway rifle.
That's the one. Come on, Matt. Come on, buddy.
Piston dildo.
It's not Matt who decides this.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, what the fuck you
want? I said cat.
No, you did okay, not.
Okay, you have now just doomed cat. Your chances to get that.
This is now Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah. Matt, are you going to find one for him?
Well, you're fucked, Cartman. Good luck.
Yay, sledgehammer arm.
Yeah, Joe. Okay, I'll have a look, shall I? What would you like me to roll?
Yeah. So roll luck versus repair for me, and I want you to get 3 successes.
Oh. The second you said Gertrude with repair, you were fucked, Cartman. Like, I just there was no yeah.
Gertrude have one success. Maybe Gertrude find broom.
Yes, Gertrude was unable to find a railway rifle that she could attach to your arm, unfortunately.
I find Hoover. Maybe put that on instead.
You know what? I will allow that. I will say that you found a robot version of a house
great,
cleaning
guys,
unit.
You suck.
And yeah, you successfully removed the robot Hoover attachment from that. Now, would you like to put that onto the nurse handy?
Yes.
No, yes, that's a roll. You can't just put it on. You let him take it off the machine. You can't just put it on me surrounding me.
Wait again, could you put that thing on there?
No. Robot wants me to do it.
Can you roll me a perception, please, first of all?
A perception? Gertrude. Perception what?
So, perception against... Let's see. I mean, repair might make sense.
Intelligence.
Do you want me to fail, Carmen?
I don't want a. I don't want a vacuum hand. I want a...
Perception strength, perhaps, to try and.
Perception strength.
Yeah, because Gertrude's not going to be like delicately.
Just jam that shit in the hole. It's fine.
Yeah, perception survival. This is before we actually put it onto Carmen.
No successes.
Ah, that's a shame. All right, so yeah, we are going to have to roll in order to put that onto Cartman. So, is it Gertrude that's going to do this?
Gertrude going to do it.
Gertrude.
Doctor to do it. He knows how I work.
Whilst the robot's complaining, I'll just hit the button for the EMP again.
Unfortunately, the unit that the robot used to set off that EMP has been damaged beyond repair.
Did you just try to KO me again?
Knock him out. Robot
okay,
move.
I mean, Gertrude, give me an intelligence against repair.
Oh, God. Let's see how bad this is going to go, shall we? So, Gertrude was scratching her ass. We'll get two fails.
Yeah, unfortunately, you have failed to. You just sort of bonk the robot a few times with this Hoover and wonder why it's not attaching itself.
Part of me wants to get frustrated and hit it.
With the Hoover.
I don't know if that's too evil or not.
Oh, Jesus. That one. Seen something worse.
Okay, God should not be able to attach Hoover then.
Alright, so other than the magazine and the array of broken and viscera-covered parts of robots, is there anything else anyone would like to try and find before we decide that we've not found anything useful?
More weapons?
Is there weapon mods?
Weapon mods. Alright, so what are you thinking here?
I want some weapon mods, potentially, that are harder for me to get because of perk requirements like gun nut or science. Is there a night vision scope?
Looking for some sort of scope.
Yep. I want a long night vision scope for my ribbon rifle.
Great. Give me a luck versus repair skill.
You got it. I'm going to fail, but let's see this. That is a one success.
All right. You have an idea. You find an old, disused Assaultron head. Every part of it appears to be broken. However, it does have a laser pointer eye. You cannot make a long-range scope out of this. However, you can make a laser sight out of it.
Well,
would you like to add a laser pointer, a sight to your rifle?
I can't. Well, yeah, I can't though. Eesh. Yeah, the railway rifle can only take a bayonet as a muzzle. Damn it! Huh. Look at the list here. I've been wanting to upgrade my railway rifle, so I looked at a list made by Morpheus, and all it can have is a bayonet. Damn it! Alright, well, anybody else want a laser pointer?
Well, hey, I mean, that guy doesn't get to decide what happens in my game.
Alright, well, what does it give me, Mr. DM, if I put this on my railway rifle?
Railway rifle, what you got here? Sights, reflex sights, short scope, long scope, short. Let's go for...
I have a short sight. I have a short scope on this railway rifle already.
You have a
already.
Short scope on it already.
Mm-hmm. Can I put it on my short scope and make it a short night vision scope?
You know what? If you add this laser pointer to your short scope, what I'm going to allow you to do is, at short range, You can roll an additional attack dice.
Additional attack dice? All right.
Only short range.
Short range only. All right.
So you've increased your accuracy so that if you're shooting at point blank range, you have a better chance in hitting.
You got it. I like it.
So, while Billy Bob is scrounging up his upgrade for his gun in the robotics department, what's everybody else doing?
I think I'd like to look for microfusion cells to fuel my laser rifle.
No problem. Let's go for a luck versus energy weapons.
Energy weapons versus luck. Jesus Christ, wow. Two fails, one crit.
Yeah, that was a crit fail. You do find a box of fusion core cells. Unfortunately, on your way back to the desk, you trip over. you trip over one of the ghouls that you killed previously, and the entire box spills into the open chest cavity of another one of the ghouls that Gertrude had pulverized. All of the fusion cells are now covered in viscera and body parts and are unable to be used by anyone.
Well, shit.
So it reactivates the ghoul.
glowing red eyes.
Before I carry on, can I try to find something from where I'm lying, like an upgrade to my body? I'll happily take
You're in the sales desk. There isn't anything there.
Can't I look around with my one good eye a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you can certainly look around.
That's all I want to do.
You can see maybe three or four different cabinets for.
Yeah, but you know, as the original ghoul was behind this desk, maybe he would have stashed something underneath.
All of your parts that you came in with are still lying next to you.
Ah, but essentially, I can't see anything of better value around me, is what you're saying.
No, the best value ones you can see are the parts that were just removed from you.
Okay. I'll leave that one there then.
Alright, so Billy Bob's currently making his gun better. Winnegan is tripping over dead bodies. Ivor, what are you up to?
I want to take a humanoid arms and legs?
You want to take a corpse. A corpse's arms.
And you noticed one was called mechanical?
Yeah, so the boss one, he had some mechanical enhancements on his arm, yeah?
Okay. Oh, another energy weapon I can use instead of the pistol.
Hey, Winnegan, can we have a team meeting here, excluding the scientist?
if you need to.
Yeah, can we leave him here? I mean, is there any way we can just you see him ripping apart that fucking ghoul? Come on. You really want to bring that with you? Come on.
I mean, Gertrude would be eating it by now, so I can't really...
I mean, you think she would, but she hasn't. I mean, Gertrude's a little bit... Gertrude's big. Look at her. You really want to leave that behind as a potential, weapon? And then there's that guy.
Do you have any idea, Firewater, how tired I am of being tech support on this fucking team?
I mean...
If I can make him do it, then of course.
Oh, I mean, do you want me to be tech? See, we're gonna leave that.
In a minute.
We're already leaving that behind anyway. That's fine. So don't worry about that thing.
Lie here in pieces and wait for you. Just, if you just carry on whispering to that other guy.
Yes, you will. You will lie there until I see fit to revive.
Okay, I'll just lie here.
Firewater.
I mean, removing the mouth box is still an option. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out.
It is, and I'm considering it, but we do need to keep the team together.
I agree, but I mean, just to throw it out there, we can leave him here. See, he's ripping it apart. Have you seen it? Look, there's blood everywhere.
Oh, what are you doing?
I have no problem with what he's doing. I find it quite interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to back away now. All right. All right. Have a good one.
You want a hand with that wonky wrench?
Ah, yes. Just hold that, would you, Gertrude?
Oh.
Gertrude, you're scaring me. Gertrude, we were supposed to be together on this.
What? Gertrude, what funny part?
Well,
unfortunately,
perhaps, Doctor.
I guess I'd be able to
find there is no laser weapons within these arms.
Okay.
Perhaps, good doctor, we should do a vivisection next time.
Ah, yes.
Can Gertrude, with one of her arms, just go up to Winnie and go, look, Gertrude, give a hand.
Thank you very much, Gertrude.
Billy Bob is vomiting over in the corner.
What if we put robot bit on Billy?
Dear God, no! No, no!
We can make him stronger.
Where do you see what you've done?
I mean, Doctor, you did just move a ghoul's arm with a little problem.
Quick, get him!
Could you do it to a live specimen?
We can try.
When again, Gertrude and the Doctor will just turn and look at Billy.
Billy Bob's like running out the door in full panic. He's like trying to clamber out the window. Like, help!
Oh, that reminds me, robot arms. We should probably fix the idiot robot in the center.
Oh, yeah, Dad.
We should kind of find a way out of this place because it's still locked down. I just want to go and let you know that I'm trying to escape. There's still security shutters on the doors. If anybody have noticed that, because I did.
We have. We just don't care. Right. So, Winnigan's going to try fixing, invite the doctor over to help.
Yeah, I'll give you a hand.
Cartman.
All right, both of you give me a repair against intelligence skill check.
I think the mouse is nearly dead.
You think with it being in alphabetical order, I'd find them easier, but.
Intelligence.
One success.
Yeah. Wenigan starts tinkering with one of the arms, and Ivor comes up, cracks his fingers, and gets to work double speed with his double successes and fixes the remainder of the Nurse Handy's thrusters and eye sockets while Wenigan puts back on the flamethrower arm. Everything takes, I don't know, roughly 15-20 minutes. Billy Bob continues to stick the laser pointer onto his gun, and Gertrude just claps two severed ghouls' hands together.
Yay!
And cheers to herself as the episode ends. Thank you very much for joining us today, and we'll see you again next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.